Con botellitas yo voy a preguntar. Con botellitas me van a contestar.
We have over 350. In fact, I'm probably approaching with the next menu issue, probably about 370. Tequilas, mezcals, sotols. We have bacanora. All of those are various agave products, things that come from the agave plant. So that's probably what we meant to catch you first, is the beauty of the various artwork on bottles, the various adornments and things on bottles. They kind of sell themselves. They're very, very beautiful. Each one has a different story. The background of tequila goes back many hundreds of years. There's Aztec and Mayan myths about how tequila was discovered by a rabbit and he was drunk, and that's how you get the god of tequila, Nahual, the 400 rabbits, who are the gods of intoxication. And some of these bottles even incorporate some of those legends. But there's age-old families. Several have split off. Younger people from the families have started their own lines. I think we have around 700 tequilas available in the States. Now, that's in the entire United States, and maybe 350, 400 in Colorado. That changes. We've probably gotten 70 to 80 new tequilas just this year. And then, of course, people have gotten involved that weren't necessarily originally from Mexico, whether it's financial backing or people went down because they were interested and designed their own tequila. There's a lot of interesting ways of farming during the full moon, and it gets very very spiritual, very age-old techniques to it.
It's something to write a song about.
Oh, and there have been several songs written about it, I'm sure, or during the use of it. Yeah.
Oye cómo suenan esos guitarrones y echarme un tequila con los valentones.
In mezcal, I think some tequilas have used different things like this, but you'll find various adornments, to be most specific, of things that sort of celebrate getting to the bottom of the bottle. So this is one with the worm. This is scorpion mezcal, and if you look at the bottom, there's a little guy in there. I'm sure he was humanely dealt with and placed in there.
My name is Kelly Berger, and I am the general manager of La Biblioteca and Zango here in Denver. I have been with Richard for going on 8 years.
Tequila has this bad reputation, and then it transitions into a good reputation, or does it start good and then you go too far one night and it gets bad?
I definitely think it starts off bad. I think you have to get through that intermediate decision to have tequila when you're really young and get past that, to understand that now the spirit is, you know, the number one growing spirit in the United States. It's being aged in Bordeaux barrels, in charred whiskey barrels, in French oak, and it's really amazing the things that you can do with tequila. You know, and the other positive thing is that it's an upper as opposed to most other liquors, which are, you know, definitely more depressants. So I think that maybe that's why people feel like they get in trouble with tequila, because all of a sudden, you know, it's a wild night and party. But we're definitely a little more sophisticated than that here, where people are sitting back and having snifters of some really beautiful spirits. I personally really do enjoy a sipping tequila just because you get the flavors of it. I just love tequila because it has the family background. And I feel like that's what we are with Richard and the whole Sandoval group, is that we've grown up with him, so he really is part of our family. And you see that in tequila, where it's a hacienda. They've been doing it for 5 or 6 generations. They're also, organic, double distilled, but some of them are coming out with triple distilled. And it's just one of those things where you're really starting to see people's personalities come through the tequila.
Qué lindo es Jalisco.
Qué lindo es Jalisco, palabra de honor.
Palabra.